صلی و نسلم علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد. The respected friends, elders, in one hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, innamal a'malu bil khawatim. Says, all actions are dependent on the last action. What did he say? Innamal a'malu bil khawatim. That all actions that we do in life, and he says, all of these actions, what result will we get for these actions? Good result, bad result. All of this depends on the last amal that we do. All of this depends on the last amal that we do. And ulama have explained this hadith by saying, if somebody lives a good life, a sincere life, does good throughout his life, then on that last amal, which is the decider, the last thing he is doing as he dies, then if he led a good life, sincere life, he will get the tawfiq to do a good action at the end. And if he's led a bad life or outwardly good life, but there was no sincerity inside. Outwardly good life, but he was doing it for other reasons. Then this person on his last amal will be a very bad amal. And this amal, whether it is a good amal at the end, whether it is a bad amal at the end, this will be the decider for him for success or for loss tomorrow in the hereafter. And the Arabic saying goes that tamutuna kama tahyaun, that you will die and leave this world in the condition that you lived your whole life. If you spend your life in good, you will leave the world in a good condition. And if you spend the life in evil, you will leave the world in evil. وَتُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, you will be resurrected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that same condition that you died in. Now come back to this hadith. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. All actions are dependent on the last action. This hadith is an amazing hadith. Yeh hadith, mere dosto, zabardast hadith hai. Kabhi kabar hum koi neki karna chahte hai, lekin phir shaitan aa jata hai, humara attention divert kar leta hai. Kabhi kuch karna chahte hai, susti aa jate hai. To us susti ko dur karne ka ilaj is hadith mein bataya hai. اور کبھی کبھار ہم کوئی گناہ کرنا چاہتے ہیں پھر ہم کبھی سوچتے ہیں کہ نہیں 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 کرنا چاہیے پھر دوبارہ کرنا چاہتے ہیں اور کبھی کبھار گناہ سے رکنا بڑا مشکل ہو جاتا ہے لیکن اس حدیث میں اس بات کا علاج ہے کہ آدمی گناہ کرنا چاہتا ہے کیسے وہ اپنے آپ کو روک سکتا ہے دس حدیث از سو امیزنگ مائی ڈیئر فرینڈز بیکاز اٹ ٹیچز اس اے مراقبہ اٹ ٹیچز اس سم امیجنیشن ٹو ڈو It teaches us something to put in our thinking process. Sometimes we want to do something, but we become lazy. Sometimes we want to do something, but other people divert our attention away from there. But this hadith helps us and motivates us to go and carry out that good action. Sometimes we want to refrain from haram. We want to refrain, but we feel we become weak and we end up doing that sin. We want to refrain, other people come put pressure on us, we end up doing that sin. But this hadith, it teaches us and it helps us and it gives us energy from in refraining from that sin. How? And why? Because if I know this for a fact, that the depending or that thing, the decider for my whole life, that thing that will decide the result for my whole life, it is my last action. And does anybody over here know when we're going to die? Nobody knows when we're going to die. If we don't know when we're going to die, nobody knows what our last amal will be. So this person wants to do good, then he says, leave it, I'm feeling a bit sleepy right now. Or leave it, let me just go out over there instead. He wants to do good, his friends say, come on, we're going over here, we haven't got time to do this. But what will help him put everything on the side and say, no, I must do this? He will get the thought, what if this is my last chance to do amal, because when I step out of the masjid, the angel of death will come looking for me. What if 2 minutes time I'm going to die? You know what? I'm going past the masjid box. Let me just put some money inside. So this hadith, because it tells us that the last amal is the decider. And our experience is, and our deen tells us, nobody knows when we're going to die. When we don't know when we're going to die, nobody knows when the last amal will be. So every time you feel like doing good, you've got 50% motivation, but 50% still lacks, you will remind yourself, yaar, shayad mera akhir amal hai, chalo main kar hi leta hu. Chalo main kar hi leta hu. Ye hadith hume sikhati hai, ki hum apne amal mein quality kaisa peda kare. Namaz padte hai, dhyan hai, dhyan nahi hai, chale jate hai. Lekin ye hadith hume sikhati hai, ki mere bhai, ho sakta hai ye aapki zindagi ke aakhri do rakate ho. Aakhri do rakate ho, zara jaan se pad lo. So when this hadith tells us and it teaches us how to bring quality in our a'mal. I walk out to the masjid and I think, yeah, I've got $5 note, I'll put it inside. But then as I take out the $5, in my wallet I can see the $10 and the $20 and the $50. So then I think to myself, you know what? I want to spend, Allah's given me enough, why should I just use this $5? Let me just put the $20 inside. Why? Because he got the thought, maybe this is the last chance I've got in my life to spend in the path of Allah. Let me make the most of it. Let me make the most of it. He's about to pray namaz. Many of us, namaz is just a ritual now. It's time for namaz. We have to go masjid. We have to pray. If we don't, then you know what will people say about us in the community? Or my parents will tell me off. Whatever it is, we just pray as a ritual. But this hadith is telling us, that my dear brother, this may be the last farz namaz you're going to pray. Pray it with quality. If we knew, if somebody told us that, you know, 5 o'clock now, this is angel of death is coming for you. Wouldn't we spend the next half an hour doing the best deeds we can ever do? Why? Because we know we're going. So if we are about to do any amal, if we remind ourselves that, look, this is the hadith, and this could be my last amal, it will bring quality in our a'mal, my dear friends. So this is why my sheikh was commentating on this hadith. He says, this hadith teaches us a simple step for success. Kamyabi ka ek bohot aasan nuskha. If you want to become successful, such a easy and simple, but such an important lesson we learn in this hadith. So it will help us to do good deeds. So it will get rid of that laziness. It will get rid of when other people are trying to stop us. It will help us do that good. And at the same time, when we're about to sin, we will ask ourselves that I know that the way I will die, that's the way I will be resurrected. This is our deen. This is our aqeedah. If na'udhu billah, someone dies out of suicide, he will be resurrected tomorrow in the state of doing suicide in the court of Allah. If someone dies whilst he's in the middle of the club, tomorrow in the middle of the club, in front of the whole of mankind, he'll be resurrected in the court of Allah. If someone dies while he is drunk, tomorrow in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll be resurrected in that drunk case. And all the examples, someone dies and he's doing ghibat, and that's when the angel of death comes. Until it is decided for his punishment, tomorrow on the day of judgment, he will continue to do ghibat in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in front of the whole of mankind, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll be resurrected in this way. So now somebody wants to sin, so he will remind himself that, you know what, if I sin, and if this is my last amal, then the decider of my whole life will be that this person was gunahgar, this person was a sinner, this person was a fajir. Because he may have done good the whole life, but look, on that decider, and Allah Ta'ala put this in his taqdeer. Allah put this in his taqdeer that he, because he led a life like this, he wasn't sincere, or he wasn't doing things properly, or he was picking and choosing, doing good, doing evil sometimes, that last one was going to be a bad amal. So before we do this now, we'll think to ourselves, what if this is my last amal? Do I want the decider for my life to be that he was a sinner? He will say, you know what, leave it. I don't want to go out today and get into sin. He will say, leave it. You know what, these people are doing ghibat. Let me walk away. What if this is my last amal? You know what, I don't want to, you know, my friends are going out. I know they're going to do this thing over here. Or I don't want to miss namaz, because what if this is the last namaz of my life? And I miss namaz, I will be known in the court of Allah. And this will be the description of our whole life, that he was somebody who missed salah. So this hadith is so amazing that when we're about to sin, we just have to ask ourselves, what if this is my last amal? And you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my dear friends, because what does this hadith also tell us? So we've learned already that this hadith encourages us, motivates us to do good. This hadith creates quality in our a'mal. This hadith helps us to refrain from sin. This hadith helps us to refrain from sin. This hadith also tells us that, oh my dear friend, we may be doing good deeds right now, but still this is not the end. So don't become proud about your good deeds. Bahut se log apne aamal par fakhr karne lag jate hain. Dekho, main to bada sharif aadmi hoon. Dekho, main to panch waqta namazein bhi padhta hoon. Dekho, main to masjid ke liye ye kaam bhi karta hoon. Main to ulama ka ikram bhi karta hoon. Main to ye class mein bhi jata hoon. Ye class mujhe jaisa to koi nahi hai. Aadmi apne aamal par fakhr karne lag jata hai. Lekin ye hadith kya sikhati hai? Kya sikhata hai? Ke ae mere dost, ye jo abhi aap soch rahe hain ke main bahut deendar hoon, aapko kal ki koi khabar hi nahi hai. Kal ho sakta hai ke jin logon ko aap hakir samajhte hain, yaar ye to kuch nahi hai, mere muqable mein iske amal to kuch nahi hai. Kal jis aadmi ko aap hakir samajh rahe hain, wo aapki jagah par aa jayenge, aap uski jagah par chale jayenge. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dear friends, I was sorry, I was just saying that this hadith also helps us to control our emotions. Sometimes we start thinking to ourselves, just because we see ourselves praying namaz, we see ourselves reading Quran, we see ourselves getting this tawfiq, we get over happy and we get overjoyed and we start thinking, look, I'm so pious and I'm doing something so good. And when this thought comes, automatically you're going to look down at other people. But this hadith is reminding us that, look, this is not your decider yet. This is not your final judgment. Your final judgment, it will be at the time of your death. And you don't know what is written in your taqdeer. You don't know how you can change tomorrow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains to us, my dear friends, that إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا غَيْرُ ذِرَاعٍ أَوْ ذِرَاعَيْنِ. He says, sometimes, it's such a scary hadith. When we hear this, agar hum dil se ikhlas se is hadith ko sunenge, poor tamam ye jitna bhi kibar hai, jitna bhi fakhr hai zindagi mein, sab nikal jayega, sab nikal jayega. Aadmi ikhlas se is hadith ko sunega ke Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, sometimes a person laya'malu bi amali ahli al jannah, he spends his whole life doing the a'mal of the people of Jannah. Zakat bhi deta hai, sadqa bhi deta hai, masjid ko saaf bhi karta hai, ye khidmat karta hai, sab namazein padhta hai, haj umrah pe jata hai, does all the good deeds you can think of. All the good deeds you can think of. And how close does he get to Jannah? Hatta ma yakuna baynahu wa baynaha ghayru zira'in aw zira'in. So much so, he's only one arm's length away from entering into Jannah. One arm's length away. Or maybe two arms length away from entering into Jannah. فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ. پھر تقدیر کام کر جاتا ہے. تقدیر کام کر جاتا ہے. اور تقدیر میں کیا ہوتا ہے؟ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلَهَا. آخری زندگی میں جہنمی لوگ کا عمل کر لیتا ہے یا جہنم میں چلا جاتا ہے. پوری زندگی کس میں گزارے؟ جنت کے اعمال میں گزارتا ہے. پوری زندگی جنتی کے اعمال میں گزارتا ہے, لیکن اخیر میں جا کے یہ اس سے کوئی ایسا گناہ ہو جاتا ہے کہ یہ جہنم میں چلا جاتا ہے. اور محدثین نے سمجھایا کہ ایسا کیوں ہوتا ہے. اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ پوری زندگی جو خیر کے اعمال کر رہا تھا, اخلاص سے نہیں کر رہا تھا. وہ تو سب کو دکھانے کے لیے کر رہا تھا, وہ تو اپنے اون موٹیوز کے لیے یہ کر رہا تھا. اس کی تو کچھ اور مقاصد تھے, اللہ کی عبادت یا اللہ کی اطاعت کا مقصد اس کا نہیں تھا. تو پھر اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو کہہ رہے, چلو چلتے رہو, چلتے رہو, چلتے رہو. پھر بالکل جب ڈیسائیڈر کا وقت آتا ہے, بالکل کرنچ کا وقت آتا ہے, آدمی فیل ہو جاتا ہے, جہنم میں چلا جاتا ہے. سو دس حدیث ٹیلز اس, ڈونٹ ٹیک پرائڈ اوور دا گڈ ڈیڈز وی آر ڈوئنگ رائٹ ناؤ. رادر یو بین لسننگ ٹو دا تعلیم دیز ڈیز اس ویل. حضرت شیخ زکریا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, واٹ ہیز ہی ریٹن ان فضائل اعمال, سکس تھنگز وی شوڈ ڈو وائلس وی آر فاسٹنگ in the month of Ramadan. And one of the points he says that we should always remain scared that all these good deeds we are doing, are they even being accepted or not in the court of Allah? We should always remain scared that are these deeds even being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because we don't know how much ikhlas we have or we don't have, my dear friends. Hamesha is baat se darna chahiye, Hazrat Sheikh ne likha hai, hamesha is baat se darna chahiye ki ye jo main aamal kar raha hu wo Allah ke yahan qabool bhi hote hain ya nahi. Ye maine waqiya khud apne Sheikh se suna hai. جو کہ وہ حضرت مولانا یوسف مطالعہ صاحب دامن برکاتہم کے مدرسے میں پڑھتے تھے. مولانا استاد حضرت مولانا محمد سلیم دوراد صاحب بڑی کے مدرسہ میں دارالعلوم میں تھے, اور اس زمانے میں حضرت شیخ زکریا رحمۃ اللہ وہاں تشریف لاتے تھے. تو حضرت ہم کو کہتے ہیں کہ ایک دن جب آئے تھے تو مدرسہ کا جلسہ چل رہا تھا اور حضرت شیخ وضو خانے میں وضو فرما رہے تھے, اور یہ ایم سی حضرت شیخ کی تعریف کر رہا تھا کہ یہ جو ہمارے درمیان جو شخصیت ہے, اتنی بڑی شخصیت ہے حضرت کے, یہ کارنامے ہے. تو حضرت مولانا سلیم دورا صاحب خود اس وضو خانے میں موجود تھے اور دیکھ رہے تھے حضرت شیخ. حضرت شیخ رونے لگے, حضرت شیخ رونے لگے اور سب کی طرف دیکھ کر یہ فرمایا کہ میرے پیارو مجھے مرنے تو دو, میرے پیارو مجھے مرنے تو دو. اب سب یہ تعریف کرتے ہیں لیکن اگر میں کلمہ پر نہیں مرا تو اس سب تعریف کا کیا فائدہ ہے؟ کون یہ فرماتے ہیں؟ حضرت شیخ زکریا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. کتب الاقطاب, کتب الاقطاب ہمارے زمانے میں حضرت مولانا مسیح اللہ خان صاحب رحمۃ اللہ فرماتے تھے کہ حضرت شیخ زکریا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ولی نہیں ہے, وہ تو سر چشمہ اولیاء ہے, وہ تو اتنے بڑے ولی تھے. اور ایک مرتبہ مولانا منظور نعمانی صاحب نے ان پر خط لکھا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, اور یہ فرمایا کہ مولانا محمد زکریا آپ اتنے بڑے عالم ہیں, آپ نے دین کے لیے اتنی ساری قربانیاں دی ہے, آپ نے علم کے لیے اتنی ساری خدمتیں دی ہے, تو ہم کو آپ کی بایوگرافی لکھنی چاہیے, آپ کی حیات ہی میں, اس لیے کہ عام طور پر بزرگوں کے انتقال کے بعد ان کی بایوگرافی نکلتی ہے تو لوگ قدر نہیں کر سکتے, وہ تو انتقال کر چکے ہیں, تو آپ کے انتقال سے پہلے ہمیں آپ کے حالات لکھنے چاہیے تاکہ لوگ آپ کی قدر کر سکے. تو انہوں نے واپس جواب میں کیا لکھا کہ مولوی منظور نہ آپ کو خاتمہ کی خبر ہے نہ مجھ کو خاتمہ کی خبر ہے, نہ مجھ کو خاتمہ کی خبر ہے نہ تم کو خاتمہ کی خبر ہے, تو یہ سب حالات لکھنے کی ابھی ضرورت نہیں ہے. I was saying that one of the greatest saints of our times, my dear friends, as the Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he was once in Darul Uloom Bury in England, and the Jalsa was taking place and Hazrat was the guest of honor for that Jalsa. So as the Jalsa was taking place, normally what happens before somebody's bayan starts, you give an introduction. So the person was giving an introduction that Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, he's done this much and he has got this many students and he has been teaching Bukhari Sharif for this much. And Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh was in the wuzu khana doing wuzu. And as he heard all of this from the speaker, he started to cry. He started to cry and he turned around and looked at the other people and he said that, "Oh my beloved ones, at least let me die first." What he meant to say was, you're all praising me, but what if I don't have a successful death? You're all praising me, but we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So at least let me die on the kalima first. After that, praise me as much as you want. But until I don't die on the kalima, I am not successful yet. I am not successful yet. So this hadith is also reminding you and I as well. Right now we are doing very, very good things. But what if before we die, we end up doing something and it takes us out from Jannat and it puts us into the fire of Jahannam? The hadith is telling us this. The hadith is telling us. And the hadith also tells us, don't look down at anybody. Don't look down at anybody. Hadith ہمیں یہ بھی سبق سکھاتا ہے کہ کسی کو حقیر مت سمجھو. شراب بھی ہے یا جیسا بھی ہے اس کو حقیر مت سمجھو. حکیم الامت مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ فرماتے تھے کہ بخدا میں قسم کھا کر کہتا ہوں, میں قسم کھا کر کہتا ہوں کہ میں اپنے آپ کو تمام مسلمانوں سے حالاً اور تمام غیر مسلموں سے معالاً اپنے آپ کو سب سے برا سمجھتا ہوں. تمام مسلمانوں سے حالاً یعنی فی الحال جتنے بھی مسلمان ہیں ان سب میں سے قسم کھائی, یہ کوئی جھوٹا جملہ نہیں تھا, یہ دکھلاوے کا جملہ اوپر سے نہیں فرمایا تھا, نہیں, یہ قسم کھائی تھی اس پر کہ میرے دل کی حالت یہ ہے کہ میں اپنے آپ کو تمام مسلمانوں سے گھٹیا اور سب سے ورس سمجھتا ہوں اور غیر مسلموں سے معالن یعنی فیوچر کے اعتبار سے بھی میں اپنے آپ کو غیر مسلم سے بھی اپنے آپ کو ورس سمجھتا ہوں. کیوں؟ اس لیے کہ ہو سکتا ہے کہ موت سے پہلے ان کو کلمہ کی توفیق مل جائے, ہو سکتا ہے کہ موت سے پہلے اشرف علی کا کلمہ چین لیا جائے. یہ کون یہ فرمایا؟ حکیم الامت مجدد الملت مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. What did he used to say, my dear friends? That I take qasam by Allah. I take qasam by Allah that currently from every Muslim alive, I find myself to be the worst of all Muslims. Meaning, I don't think that I am better than anyone. Rather, whenever I look at anybody, whether he prays five times namaz, whether he's not, whether he's a good Muslim, whether he's a bad Muslim, whenever I look at anybody, I always think to myself that this person's a better Muslim than me. This person's a better Muslim than me. And he says, even according to the future, I think to myself that I am worse than every single non-Muslim present today as well. And why did he say to the future? Because he goes, it's possible that before this non-Muslim's death, he will get the tawfiq to pray the kalima, and before my death, my kalima will be taken away from me. These were the saints of our times, my dear friends. We cannot imagine the level of piety these people had, but they would not look down at anybody. So our hadith that we are discussing today also teaches us that don't ever look down at anybody. Because the person you are looking down at today, you don't know his deciding amal will be a good one. And your deciding amal and your kalima could even be taken away from you. And this hadith also tells us, also tells the sinner, and also tells that person who has lost hope in Allah, that don't lose hope in Allah. Why? Because you still haven't lost the match yet. You still haven't lost the match. Your match finishes at the end of 90 minutes. Your boxing match finishes when one of you stays down till the count of 10. Your match hasn't finished yet. Until your death does not come, you are still in the ring. You still have the chance to win. So don't let shaitan put you down. Fight him and get up and keep on trying, because this is not your deciding amal yet. So the hadith is giving us hope. That look, don't get put off as, oh, I'm sinning too much now, what can I do? No, have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change my future for me, and Allah ta'ala will grant me the tawfiq to change my life, become a good Muslim. There was one companion, radiallahu anhu, he came to the battle of Badr. When he came to the battle of Uhud. When he came to the battle of Uhud, he wasn't Muslim. So before the battle of Uhud, he was thinking about accepting Islam, but he said, no, I don't want to yet. I don't want to accept Islam. But come the battle of Uhud, he started to think, you know what, let me just accept Islam. So he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that, shall I go and fight first, or shall I accept Islam first? So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you accept Islam first, and then you go out into the battlefield. Okay, so he accepted Islam in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes into the battlefield, and within minutes he gets shaheed. Within minutes he gets shaheed. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajeeb baat farmaye, ke is aadmi ne ek sajda bhi nahi kiya aur kitna zyada ajr le gaya. Ek sajda bhi abhi nahi kiya. Andaza to lagao. Ek aadmi ne ek sajda bhi nahi kiya, lekin kitna bada maqam mil gaya. Farmaya, عَمِلَ قَلِيلًا وَأُجِرَ كَثِيرًا, کہ عمل تو بالکل اتنا ہی کیا کہ یہاں سے وہاں بھاگا اور یہ اس کا انتقال ہو گیا, عمل تو بالکل کم کیا, وَأُجِرَ كَثِيرًا, کتنا زیادہ یہ اجر لے گیا. So this non-Muslim, he goes, shall I accept Islam first or shall I go to fight first? Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, no, you accept Islam first and then you go out in the battlefield. He accepts Islam, he steps into the battlefield, within moments he gets martyred. Within moments he gets martyred. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, look at his kismet, look at this person, not a single sajda he has done in his life, and look at the reward he has taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if this can happen to a non-Muslim, can Allah not change mine and your taqdeer, my dear friends? Can Allah ta'ala not make mine and your future better? So we should never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep these words in mind. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that our a'mal, the judge of all of our a'mal and the decider of all of our a'mal, بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, is the last one. So endeavor to make, imagine if we were to pray from today, any deed, let's take salah for example, imagine from now every salah we pray, if we take it that this is my last amal, Allahu Akbar, our namaz will become like the namaz of the angels. Every namaz we will be working on our khushu. Every namaz, yeah, this is my last namaz, let me pray. Let me pray properly. It will improve our focus and our concentration so much. We'll get so much khushu and khudu in our salah, my dear friends. Not just this, in every amal. When you're talking to somebody, maybe this is my last conversation. If you knew that this is your last conversation, wouldn't you quickly just say, look, sorry, if it's not important, I have to go. You won't waste time, you won't do ghibat. And take any example of life. Just keep this muraqabah and this imagination in mind that maybe this is my last amal. It will help us become very, very good Muslims. It will help us bring quality into our lives. And it will help us purify our lives from all types of sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi.